Well, the lettuce, though, that comes in, I mean, the, you know, those heads.
Well, we hardly ever, ours that we plant in the garden don't hardly have a head. It's not, it must be a little hard to have that good head lettuce. Of course, I have known to have some heads, but not too much. We used to just eat it before it heads, you know, just eat it like you would greens, you know, just pick it off and eat it.
Do you get any head?
Huh?
Do you get any?
Well, we have had little heads, but we never did have too much luck at heading here. It's kind of hard for it to head. It don't head in this country. Not right in here.
How many how many heads do you get every year, out of you?
Oh, we haven't had what you call a head of lettuce. And I don't know how long. We just planted it all the day. Just go down and get the fresh green stuff off of it, you know.
Well, you know, you could speak a head of cabbage, I guess, and then the head of lettuce. But would you ever use that word like otherwise, a head of something else? Like cattle, or I guess you could use.
Oh, yeah, you use it in cattle. So many head, I got so many head of cattle. They use it all the time in cattle. Cattle or horses or anything like that. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You ever heard it used at children, though?
Hmm?
You ever heard it used for children, like with a big family? Somebody even jokingly, you know, so they have, you know, 10 head.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it used. It's more just joking, you know, just 10 head of children. And they use it all the time with cattle, you know, just. And horses and stuff like that, and sheep or goats, or any animal.
How else could you use, what other word could you use there, like to describe, you know, like, you could say that was a whole, what?
Flock of chickens, or something like that. You know, a lot of times they use flock for chickens.
What about a passel? Have you ever heard of that?
Passel? Yeah, but I didn't know just exactly what they were talking about when they said a passel. I thought that meant a good many. We were right smart or something, you know, and they say passel and a jag a little bit, you know. Usually I thought of when people say, oh, just a little old jag or so and so. I used to think of a jag a little bit, you know.
Oh, yes.
Just a little bit of something and a passel of it. Oh, I've heard them say, oh, they got a passel of kids. You know, that's when if they got a house full, you know, 10 or 15, that's a passel of them. I don't know about the passel. I don't know what, if you look in the dictionary, I don't know whether it's in the dictionary or not. I don't know what it means if you find it. I don't know what it'd say. It might say a lot different to what I'm saying.
And what kind of corn? You said you had corn. What kind of corn did you grow to eat?
Oh, now we got a little old corn that we call it the Hodge corn. We got some friends that lives in Illinois. It's a sweet corn. And they bring it to us from down here. I send it to us. They keep us in seed corn, and that's what they use up there in the canneries. They got a bunch of canneries there. They used to the Hodges used to raise it and set it to the cannery and put up corn. And we've got it here that they gave us. It's put up in cans, and we've got the seed that we plant. And then we like field corn awful good. We got an old yeller. They call a yeller dent corn. Makes an awful good wheat field corn. And they have some corn they call that, it's by numbers, number 7 or number 4 or 6 or something. I don't know just what, but you say you want that number 7 eating corn or something. But they just several different names of corn, but they're just two different varieties we think of, and that's sweet corn and field corn, you know.
But like, what about roasting ears or mutton?
That's just fresh corn. Just when it's, when you plant your corn, it gets up and gets ready to eat. Material, you know, where you can cut it off, and that's called roasting ears.
You ever heard that called mutton corn, like that?
No. Mutton? No. I don't think so. But roasting ears, that's when it just first gets big enough to eat, you know, before it gets matured, ready together, anything like that.
How do you tell when it's mature? Is that when it has that thing on the top?
No. You, of course, the first thing happens, it tossers. You know, that little...
Well, that's the first thing that happens.
The tossers in the silk. And then the little thing comes out where the air is, the silk. The little shoot. The shoot, and then the silk's on the end of the shoot, you see. And of course, it just gets bigger and bigger. And then cob,